Today we're going to be looking at Padre Pio's teaching on how to make a good confession. We have to remember that Padre Pio was an absolute expert on confession. In fact, he had queues at his confessional which were days long. You had to get a ticket to book confession with him. Can you believe it? And the reason being that he was such an expert, he was able to read people's souls and to see the state of their soul and to really help them in the confessional. Welcome to our YouTube channel, Following Padre Pio, where we look at the miraculous life of Padre Pio, the Capuchin monk. And if you are new to our channel, then please do like, share, and subscribe to our channel. But the very best way to actively participate in our Padre Pio apostolate is to enroll your mass prayer intentions for our monthly masses, which are said specifically for the intentions of Padre Pio. And today's story, we're going to be looking at Padre Pio's advice on a good confession. As we said, Padre Pio had this incredible gift in the confessional. And if people went to confession with him, it's always difficult to go to confession. But if they went to confession and they kind of forgot to mention some sins, or they hid some sins they were embarrassed of, Padre Pio seemed to know what those sins are, and he would help people overcome them. So he was a real doctor, we could say, a doctor of souls in the confessional. Now, his spiritual advisor, or spiritual superior, that is a Padre Pellegrino, notes that Padre Pio expresses his convictions much more in works than in words. So Padre Pio liked to walk the talk and not just talk the talk. Now, before hearing confessions, Padre Pio would always invoke and sought the help of the Blessed Virgin Mary. It seemed that Padre Pio could not imagine the penitents and confessors without the presence of the one who actually harmonizes this whole process. Padre Pio was absolutely convinced that his enlightenment in the confession came from the Blessed Virgin Mary. And obviously she brought this enlightenment from Christ himself. So Padre Pio considered, in a way, in fact, that he was a slave of Our Lady, and he attributed to her the fruits of his works in the confessional, and considered that only prayer obtained the merits with her continuous assistance. So it's a combination of those two things, prayer and the assistance of Our Lady. It seems that Padre Pio had told Padre Pellegrino about his practices in the confessional, and Padre Pellegrino writes the following. He says, "He told me with a hint of accusation, 'You are afraid people will laugh at you if you show a greater devotion to Our Lady.' Encouraging me, he continued, 'You should not, however, be confused with ideas that certain half-baked theologians may say. You know that by sacrificing your pride for the Blessed Virgin Mary, you will in fact arrive at the true spirit of the Church in the sacrament of confession. And that was Padre Pio's secret, we may say. I hope to see you in the future confessions, he concluded. Now, what kind of confessions, Padre Pio would ask, do we make if we don't ask Our Lady for the grace to distinguish good from evil, or the grace of knowing how to conduct a good examination of conscience, or the grace to resist with a sacred wisdom against the cunning and the wiles of the devil? My son, the sacrament of confession is made for man." This is what Padre Pio said, and not the other way around. So confession is like going to the doctor, you may say. It's made to really help us. But remember that only in sweet devotion to Our Lady will you find the way to know yourself. You will realize that this has been done especially for you, that you do not become a foolish prisoner of evil. So that is why confession is being given to us, so that we can break out of the chain of evil, we may say. "I do not lament the many non-Catholics who do not have the privilege of going to confession so much as the Catholics who do not confess properly." So next time we prepare for our confession, which is always very, very difficult because we overcome in our pride there. Let us do a good examination of conscience and let us ask particularly Our Lady to enlighten our minds and to give us the grace to resist as Padre Pio advises. Please continue listening to the short blessing video of Padre Pio that follows.